As Booth made his way up the stairs to the dress circle, he saw that there was an empty chair next to the presidential box. The policeman was not at his post. This was an unexpected bit of good luck. In the half-light from the proscenium arch, Booth opened the door and stepped inside the vestibule to the box. The president was only a few feet in front of him, silhouetted by calcium light. To the president's right sat Mrs. Lincoln, and to their right, a young couple occupied a sofa. As the audience laughed, Booth removed from his right-hand pocket a brass derringer, and from his left-hand pocket a long, highly sharpened dagger. Booth fired a single shot into the back of the president's head. Without a sound, Lincoln leaned back in the chair. His head slumped to the left until it was stopped by the wooden partition. Mary turned, not to Booth, but to her husband, while in the wings, an actor stared, wide-eyed, at the box. He had seen everything.